The 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Cycle B. In the first reading from the second book of Kings, we hear about a food miracle through the intercession of the prophet Elisha. This miracle is properly understood as a precursor to the story we'll hear in the gospel. It is a foreshadowing, an indication of the magnificence of God in Jesus' miraculous multiplication of the loaves. Friends, the works that God begins in the Old Testament through the service of the prophets, they are all completed perfectly by Jesus Christ, the icon of the Heavenly Father and the incarnate Word of God. Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promises to God's people. In the gospel reading from the 6th chapter of John, a large crowd is following Jesus, and they are hungry and need to be fed, and Jesus sets about the task in a most miraculous of ways. No, manna does not fall from heaven as it does in the book of Exodus. Instead, God, in the person of Jesus Christ, uses the most meager of resources that humanity has at its disposal, 5 barley loaves and a couple of fish, and then provides for the needs of everyone present. Jesus instructs the disciples to gather up the fragments rather than letting them go to waste. What we witness in the gospel text is the superabundance of divine grace from the most meager and simplest of offerings. God reveals himself to be magnificently extravagant in the order of our redemption. How well we will do to praise God for God's superabundant goodness. Let God be God.